Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of grit. Ever feel like life's throwing everything it has at you? Like you're constantly battling an uphill climb against the relentless current. You know that feeling when you're juggling deadlines, dealing with drama, and just trying to keep your head above water. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Amidst all that chaos, finding inner peace is not a luxury, it's a superpower. Today, we're diving deep into the art of staying calm and centered even when life throws its curveballs. Now, before you think meditation hero or Zen master, let me tell you, this isn't about emptying your mind and becoming a detached observer. This is about cultivating resilience, finding strength within, and navigating life's challenges with grace. Think of it like building your own personal fortress of calm, a place where stress can't penetrate, where clarity reigns supreme, and where you can tap into your inner wisdom no matter what storms rage outside. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that fortress. First up, practice mindful awareness. It's about being present in the moment, not dwelling on the past or stressing about the future. Ever notice how easily we get caught up in our thoughts? We're constantly replaying conversations, worrying about what might happen, or regretting things we said or did. Mindful awareness is like hitting the pause button and simply observing your thoughts without judgment. You're not trying to control them, just noticing them like clouds drifting by. Next, prioritize self-care. Now, this isn't about bubble baths and face masks, so those are nice. It's about nourishing your body and mind in a way that supports your well-being. Think healthy eating, regular exercise, getting enough sleep, the basics that often get neglected when life gets hectic. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but shifting our perspective towards gratitude can have a profound impact. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, a beautiful sunset, these are all little treasures worth savoring. When you focus on what you have instead of what you don't, it shifts your entire outlook. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. This is about protecting your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your priorities. It's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Remember, you can't be everything to everyone all the time. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. You know, those people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Spend more time with them. Their energy is contagious, and they can help keep you grounded when things get tough. On the flip side, try to distance yourself from negative or toxic relationships that bring you down. Your mental well-being is worth it. Think about a time when you felt incredibly overwhelmed. Maybe a deadline was looming, a relationship was rocky, or you were juggling multiple responsibilities. How did you cope? Did you retreat into stress, anxiety, or anger? Or did you find a way to stay calm and collected? Now, imagine that same situation playing out, but this time you're armed with the tools we discussed. Mindful awareness, self-care, gratitude, healthy boundaries, and positive influences. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. That's the power of cultivating inner peace. Take action today. Practice a few minutes of mindful breathing, take a walk in nature, or reach out to someone who makes you feel good. Start small, and remember, every step you take towards creating your personal fortress of calm is a victory. Remember, Stoic Squad, finding inner peace isn't about eliminating life's challenges, it's about facing them head on with resilience, grace, and a whole lot of heart. Keep striving for that inner calm, keep pushing forward, and never stop learning. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.